Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Life with Monica Matthews. Somebody's got to say it.
The sky is falling. Whether it's a Democrat or Trump, the sky is always falling. The nation is riddled with Chicken Littles. And I'm really not a Chicken Little kind of girl. I'm just not. I've been known to become hysterical about a few things, but it is few and far between. You know why? Because life for me has been really hard. And when you go through a whole bunch of hell and you come out of that Shawshank Redemption sewer, you see the promised land and you really just don't give two damns about the fray. You just can't. You have families to raise. You have children counting on you. You have a nation counting on your sanity and your ability to change. This is a very basic political move. Anyone involved in politics, in shaping narratives in politics, knows that shame is the number one rule of the game. Shame moves the goalposts down the field faster than anything else whenever it comes to human nature. God forbid somebody change their mind, right? Because change says something to people who have aligned with a certain narrative and built their entire identity upon it. That's where we are as a nation. Cancel culture. You ready? It's prevalent in your jobs. God knows in your marriages. We'll get to that in a minute. It's a form of public shaming that aims to hold individuals and groups accountable for their actions. By calling attention to behavior that is perceived, that is a very important term, perceived to be problematic. Usually this occurs on social media. A variant of the term is cancel culture. It describes a form of boycott in which someone, usually a celebrity, who has shared a questionable or unpopular opinion or has had behavior that is, once again, perceived to be offensive, is called out on social media, is canceled. I want you to think about that. They are completely boycotted by many fans, often leading to massive declines in celebrities, almost always social media personalities' career and fan base. So it becomes extremely detrimental to people when you will not allow someone to change their mind. Okay, this is why you see social media right now, sins of the past, okay, where some of you are afraid to exhale because you know you did some crazy stuff back, you know, in college, and you're 65. You're right there at the pension. You're about to get the watch or the little crystal clock that'll sit on your desk for all of your years of hard work. And you're like, oh, no, I hope no one has that yearbook. I know no one has the pictures. Like, you're literally popping antacids over this crazy culture we live in right now called cancel them. Cancel their shows. Cancel their endorsements. Cancel their bank accounts. Cancel their families. Take their lives. That is how sick we have become. And it is wrong. It is dead wrong. People should be allowed to change. That's why many of you hated on that young black man. And I say black only for this reason. Because the woman who shot his brother in cold blood, basically, is white. And the world made it an epic racial issue again. She got off easy because she's a white woman. I can't even tell you how much. Cancel her. She's white. That's how deep this crap goes. Cancel them because we're offended because of the sins of their past. Cancel them. Create an all-black magazine cover from Essence Magazine featuring three beautiful young ladies who represent three of the first, like, Black Miss America, Black, you know, whatever the three top beauty queen positions are in the country. They happen to all be Black right now at this time in our history as a nation. And what did they choose to go with as a title? This is America. Now, if I was Asian or Hispanic or any other persuasion, mulatto, and that's what I saw, I'm a red-blooded, patriotic American. And when I saw that title, I thought to myself, wow, you could have gone with anything else to really glorify the beauty of the young ladies on the front page. And instead, you seize the opportunity on an already exclusive publication to cancel out an entire other demographic to make a point. Don't try to tell me otherwise. I know this may be a predominantly conservative viewpoint, but believe it or not, if you don't agree with someone, you don't have to annihilate them. Right? It's not convert or die, America. It shouldn't be. And so what got me on this subject? I see a piece that features my colleague, Eric Erickson, in the New York Times. And they're basically, you know, shaming Eric, another former Never Trump. Listen, if any of you listen to this station from the hours of 4 to 6 p.m., you already know that if Jesus descended and said, Eric, who would you like to be the president of the United States right this second? It would be Vice President Mike Pence. He has not been secretive about that. He's very vocal about that. All right. So I wouldn't exactly say that Eric has jumped the, quote, never Trump ship over to the forever Trump ship. Can we just not be that hysterical for 2 seconds, please? Okay. No, we can't. You know why? Because shame works. Shame works. Shame is part of the cancel culture. And media is priceless with shaming. They will shame you folks to death, and you won't even know it. You won't know what hit you. And you don't know why you feel so bad, or why you feel like a big dummy, or why you feel like you've been rejected, or why you feel like your opinion doesn't matter. Why do you think Twitter and Facebooks and all that, they sell? Why do you think that? Right? Why do you sign up in droves? Because you want to be vindicated, and you want to be validated. Right? That's why we create echo chambers. That's why we have groups that we think are private. Wake up. Right? That's why. And it's wrong. Cancel culture demands that an individual is annihilated. Cancel culture cancels the human being behind the opinion. Cancel culture annihilates someone's career. You go after their endorsements. You blow up their station's email system. You go after their reputation because you don't agree with them. Because their opinion seems somehow slanted or otherwise much more like an opinion because it differs from yours. It's wrong. I'm not jealous. I'm beautiful. I am bold. I'm awake. I'm about as woke as you're going to get with the Lord Jesus. So I'm liberated and I am fed up with this cancel culture, and you should be too. All right. You know where to find me on Twitter at Monica On Air Talk. I'm not on Facebook because I'm not giving my ID to Facebook. So we'll talk about that in another podcast. That might blow your mind. Monica On Air Talk on Twitter. Never boring. Also, subscribe to my podcast at iTunes as well as any other download medium that you'd like to use. And thank you for sharing my work. All right. I appreciate you guys. Have a good day. Beginning in your own mirror. Be nice to yourselves. I love you.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.